Maseches Tamai, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel, 4-3. This Mishnah has a number of interpretations in the Mefarshim. I'm going to say just according to the Bar Tanura, as is the policy here. The Mishnah is discussing the case of Tamai and the obligation to at least be Kore Shem, to designate verbally Maiser Ani. Maiser Ani is the tie that goes to the poor person. You'll recall that in the 7-year cycle, there are two mini cycles of 3 years each. So those years 1, 2, 3 is one mini cycle. Year 4, 5, 6 is the second mini cycle. And then year 7 is the Shemitah year, and there's no tithes taken whatsoever. So in each of those two mini 3-year cycles, the first 2 years, there is a Maaser Sheni tithe. And in the third year, there's a Maaser Ani tithe. Maaser Sheni is the food which value goes to Jerusalem. And the Maaser Ani is that second tithe after Maaser Rishon, and is given to poor people. So up to now in the Masech, we've focused on the fact that the Maaser Sheni, that second tithe, must be removed. The Kedusha must be removed from the Demai and put on coins, and those coins can go to Jerusalem. Now we're discussing the question of what's with the Maaser Ani, the tithe that goes to poor people. Now, when it comes to Maaser Ani, once it's been separated from the Demai, there's no intrinsic prohibition of eating the Maaser Ani beyond the fact that it may not belong to you, it may belong to a poor person. But the rule is always, Hamotzim Chaver Lavaraya. In monetary matters, the burden of proof is on the one who wants to exact the property from the person who is currently the Muchzik, who has possession of it. So here, you've purchased your Demai, you're the Muchzik, you have possession of it. If the Ani, the poor person, wants to extract it from you and say you owe him that tithe, he has to bring proof that the Demai wasn't tithed properly. Until then, you are allowed to keep it and eat it. So there's no problem with separating the Maaser Ani and just eating it yourself. The question is, you need to actually at least verbally designate it as distinct from the rest of the food. That's called Kriya Shem. Literally, that means Kore Shem is to call it a name, to give it a name, meaning to verbally designate that 10% of the food after the first 10% that went to Maaser Rishon and then the Trumas Maaser, is the second 10%, it's going to be Maaser Ani. Must one do that? Now, according to the Bar Tanura, food that has Maaser Ani mixed into it prior to Kriya Shem, prior to the designation of the Maaser Ani being distinct, carries with it a Misa B'dei Shemaim, a premature death penalty. And therefore, things are quite severe. But according to the Bar Tanura, the Amhei Aretz, the regular people who aren't Ne'eman, aren't relied upon regarding their tithing, still were careful regarding at least Kriya Shem, the verbal designation of the Maaser Ani in those years, because they don't want to poison the food supply and cause premature death to people. They just kept it for themselves, according to the Bar Tanura. So they were Kore Shem, they designated Maaser Ani, and they just ate it themselves, or gave it away, but it doesn't make a difference. The point is they didn't leave the Maaser Ani still undesignated. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein Adam Tzarech Likro Shem LeMaaser Ani Shel Demai. Rabbi Eliezer holds, there's no need to even make a verbal designation of the Maaser Ani in the food, because since the Amhei Aretz understand that they must make such a verbal designation, or when they sell the food, claiming it's been tithed, they're essentially poisoning and causing premature death to the purchaser, so they can be relied upon to at least verbally declare the Maaser Ani separate. And therefore no need for the purchaser to make a second declaration of Maaser Ani when he purchases the Mai. However, the Chacham Omrim Kore Shem Be'en Tzorech L'Hafrish, the Chacham say, no, you must at least do verbal designation of the Maaser Ani. There's no need to actually physically separate it because of its Hamotzim Mechaver Lavaraya. There's like a, you know, the burden of proof is on the poor person to claim it's his. But since it costs you, the purchaser of the Demai, nothing to do a verbal designation, you must do it just in case, because, so to speak, better safe than sorry. Even though most Amhei Aretz are good about taking off Maaser Ani, since it costs the purchaser nothing to just verbally designate it as Maaser Ani, he must do that. And that is the halacha. Like the Chacham, one must at least verbally designate the Maaser Ani as such.